then generalized pustulous psoriasis ke liye, we know ke patient is will be very unstable, so we have to admit the patient and start the topical along with the systemic treatment and discontinue all of the type of irritant treatments. तो usually हमने हमें ये कहते हैं कि आप अपने general management से अपने treatment plan start करें, लेकिन जब long case में viva start होता है और कुछ examiners ऐसे होते हैं कि उनको general treatment बताना शुरू हो जाओ तो फिर irritate होते हैं. सो पता नहीं ऐसे एग्जामिनर्स के साथ कैसे डील करना चाहिए. सो लेकिन ये है कि जनरली आपको हमेशा ना जनरल मैनेजमेंट से ही अपनी ट्रीटमेंट प्लान स्टार्ट करना चाहिए. तो जनरलाइज पस्टुलस राइसिस में भी वी फर्स्ट हैव टू एडमिट द पेशेंट बिकॉज द पेशेंट विल बी वेरी अनस्टेबल. वी हैव टू रिमूव ऑल ऑफ द एग्रीवेटिंग फैक्टर्स और प्रोवोकेटिव फैक्टर्स लाइक कोल टार, डाइथ्रोनॉल एंड स्टीरॉइड्स. Even if we have to give the steroid, we have to give weak steroid in the subacute forms only, not in the acute form. So the cold tar dithranol can be stopped abruptly, whereas when we are going to stop the steroid, it need tapering. In generalized pustular psoriasis, there must be some kind of provocative factor which led to the development of generalized pustular psoriasis from a stable form of psoriasis. So that is why we have to stop the treatment. But in case of cold tar dithranol, we can stop it abruptly. For steroid, we need tapering. General supportive care is provided to the patient in the form of ambient temperature, hydration with fluids. The renal function should be maintained. Input-output charting is important, along with the protein replacement and fluid replacement as well, according to the output. If there is any infection, then treat the infection vigorously with antibiotics and advise bed rest to the patient. Besides that, we are going to advise topical treatment in form of bland emollients, weak steroids in the subacute form only. Any kind of irritant like cold tar, dithranol are contraindicated. For the systemic treatment, the first line treatment and the foremost choice is almost always acitretin, which is more effective than methotrexate or cyclosporine in 80% of the cases. But it is seen that if the patient is very unstable and we need a very rapid control of the disease, either we give IV infliximab or we give cyclosporine for the rapid control. So acitretin is given in a dose of 1 mg per kg per day for the rapid control, and then we are going to reduce the dose to 0.5 to 0.75 milligram per kilogram per day for maintenance of remission. Cyclosporine is given in a dose of 3.5 to 5 mg per kg per day, and the remission should be maintained at a lower dose, and the cyclosporine is usually not given more than 1 year duration. Methotrexate is effective in 60% of the cases. Subcutaneous form is more effective than oral form. Then another option is oral steroid, which is generally avoided in pustular psoriasis, but it should only be given in special situations such as ARDS or during the pregnancy when any other drug cannot be given. Prednisolone is given in a dose of 30 to 40 mg per day combined with acitretin to avoid relapse on withdrawal. So we have to combine these two drugs together. The biologics which can be given are infliximab and anakinra. Here another important addition is the spesolimab, which is FDA approved drug for generalized pustular psoriasis introduced in 2022. So ये आपने इसकी newer जो advances है उसके अंदर add करना है.